And if a preacher preaches legalistic, we stone him and leave the church. But then we turn around in rebellion and say, well, I don't have to baptize to be saved. Just believe on the blood. It's not the issue. Jesus said be baptized. Why is it even a question? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Let's just obey the master. I hope I'm not out of order. Am I making sense? I'm not being hard on anybody. Come on, think how we get. Jesus said it this way, and we raise a question. Let's just do what the master says. I like what Todd showed me about Mary. You know what Mary said when he turned the water into wine? He said, do whatever he says. That was what Mama said about her boy. Do whatever he says. If you're going to honor Mary in any way, honor Mary for that. And say, okay, Mary, sounds like wisdom. You don't have to hail her. Just say, okay, Mary. Hey, I'm just having fun. Oh, God. Isn't it cool? Listen, for they will turn their ears away from the truth. Yeah. It's a sad day. That's a deception. What makes you free? Truth makes you free. So look how sad it is when people turn their ears from it. I bet I can tell you who's orchestrating that twist. I wonder who's at the root of that one. He didn't say continue in your ideology, continue in your rationale, continue in your experiential interpretations. He said, if you continue in my word, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. If you turn from the truth, you've just canceled the hope of freedom. If you let the longevity of your problem or crisis or the things you don't understand about your problem turn you from the seeking all the more of the truth, we've also been shipwrecked then. Man, if something's not going the way I see the word says it, I need to keep pounding what I see the word says all the more and just keep knocking. Doesn't it say to keep knocking? And we say stuff like, well, you've been praying for a while now. You know, if God was going to answer, he'd have answered. Who's ever heard that? You probably ought to change the way you're praying because I'm sure God's not deaf and he heard you by now. And if you were praying the right way, he'd have probably moved. You find a promise, it's yes and amen, and you never let go. Rationale kicks in, you're knocking, the lights are on, both cars are in the driveway, and you're sure they're home, and you just keep knocking because you're thinking, you're sure they're home, and after 5 minutes of knocking, you're like, well, if they were home, they'd have come to the door. Well, I know what, I bet a friend came and picked them up. And they all went out to dinner because they'd answered by now if they were home. And you walk away and it was just that they were just getting out of the shower and just getting dried off and finally getting dressed. And they heard you, but they couldn't get to you. And you couldn't hear them yelling, I'll be there in a minute. And you just rationalize yourself. And you get around the corner and they open the door and go, I know somebody was knocking. And you're already down the road because you talked yourself out of anybody being home. Come on, it's just a simple analogy. So if I see it in the Word, in the light of that analogy, God's home. Come boldly into the throne room of and receive mercy and help in a time of need. That's the only one I'd really need right there. It doesn't say unless, of course, God doesn't choose to give you mercy for that one because his sovereign will designed. Am I okay? Okay, Brenda. Okay. I feel passionate. Some will turn away from the truth and turn aside to fables. Fables. Listen, I went to church all my life and from off and on from the age of 20 to 33, but until I was 20, I went my whole life. I'm just going to talk from my heart now. Never saw anybody healed. Never saw a miracle. Honestly, you see this chair?